On the line now, I should have Barbara Jennings, who hopefully will be speaking to Tom Matches. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. It's a fantastic, bloody day out there, isn't it?
It's well far you've been out there, isn't it?
In the sunshine and everything, and we're here in Neary's Pub in the city centre, one of our favourite haunts, because it's such a fantastic place. And I'm here with Tom Matches. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much indeed.
Now, Tom, you're having an exhibition. Do you want to tell us all about it?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm here. I'm having an exhibition in Grogan's Public House in South William Street on this coming Sunday, the 25th, at 3 in the afternoon. And as you all probably remember, Sunday afternoon is perhaps the most boring time of the universe. You're all sitting there with your eyes glazing over after eating too much roast beef, possibly about to fall asleep in front of the match. It's a good time to have an excuse to get out and have a pint. So I strongly, indeed, I absolutely urgently recommend that you all hurl yourselves along to it and have a few laughs. It's an exhibition of cartoons. And also on display will be some etchings, carborundum etchings of delightful animals, black and white, by my old pal Alan Gillespie, the popular painter.
Absolutely fantastic. I've seen some of both your... I've obviously seen your work here as a cartoonist, Tom, and your friend's carbonarum etchings. Is that the name you call them?
That's spaghetti you're thinking about. That would be carbonara. Carborundum is the process. It's a kind of an extremely... It gives a very black and grainy effect, which is extremely pleasing if you're doing something like, for example, drawing a mammoth or some large black animal of that kind.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, we've got a few of the colour prints of some of Tom's cartoons. Now, I mean, hold on, we have to talk about this. There's a brain on a sofa in a psychiatrist's place, and there's nothing to do. You're out of your brain, he says.
In fact, out of your head, as it's a brain. Anyway, this is, of course, one of these situations where I found a delightful coloured photograph of a brain and wanted something to do with it. So hurling it onto a psychiatrist's scratch seemed like a good plan. Psychiatrists, of course, are an endless source of amusement to cartoonists since they're so easy to draw.
You've done a whole series on psychiatrists, haven't you?
I wouldn't even like to think of how many, but then one of the great tricks, or one of the great, I suppose, things about cartoons is that they're endless because imaginary. Now you're going to talk to him about another one, I think. I can see you there. Folks, you can't see this, but she's actually picked up a drawing.
I picked up a drawing and put my glasses on and holding the mic at the same time, actually. And we have a Korean restaurant with beautiful food in the window. And the caption is, "How much is that doggy in the window?"
Yes, it is alleged, I mean, for all I know, it may be a complete fiction, that the folk of Korea enjoy eating dogs. And this struck me as an amusing sort of situation, and so I drew a number of cartoons about Koreans and dogs. For example, there was the lady looking out the window at her son, who was romping with a puppy and saying, "Don't play with your food." And then there was a Korean chef on a television program singing a song called "If You Don't Know How to Do It, I'll Show You How to Walk the Dog," and so on, that sort of thing. But this was unpopular, I think, to the point where a couple of Koreans started writing in denying that they ate dogs. So maybe the whole thing is just a rumor.
Oh, it probably is, no doubt about it. I mean, we wouldn't say that about our Korean friends, would we? And anyway, we've also got a whole series on Christmas drinking. Drinky Winkies, and then the tipsy level, the gaga level, and the old...
Yeah, right. That is basically, it's just a man progressing from being jolly and more or less together to collapsing and dying the next morning, drinking his Alka-Seltzer and using, of course, the Teletubbies manner where it becomes drinky, winky, tipsy, gaga, and dough. And I'm hoping to sell that to, you know, it seems unlikely, but it's just barely possible that some of the people at the show may be drinking too much. Anyway... I certainly hope that they'll drink something, and I'd be delighted to meet any of you who'd like to come along and have a drink with me.
And how many cartoons are going to be on show this time in Grogan's, Tom?
Good question. If my memory serves me right, and I think it does, 25. I don't know how many of these frisking animals by Ms. Gillespie will be present, but I suspect a similar number. Now, I should point out, too, that my drawings are originals, And Alwyn's are, for the most part, prints. So if somebody really likes one, and if somebody else really likes one, they'll both be able to buy one.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be fantastic. And in this days of recessionary days, it's hard enough for an artist to survive, really.
Amazingly difficult. It comes as a tremendous surprise to me that I'm still alive at all, which is one of the reasons that I'm having this show for Christmas, because, you know, I might just be able to drag together a few squids for the Christmas shopping. It's an expensive business putting up a show. For example, before you make any money, you've got to pay for all your frames, and you've got to pay for your invitations and all the stamps that you need to send the invitations out. And you've got to presume, in my case, you've got to pay a man to hang the exhibition, because I'm hanged if I'll hang it myself. And so you see, even before you start, you've lost quite a lot of money. So do come along.
Yes, folks, I think this is the place to be for 3 o'clock on this coming Sunday in Grogan's Pub, which is renowned as an artist place with loads of fantastic artists on show. But today, Sunday, you will be seeing Tom Matthews and
Gillespie.
There you go. I hope you come. 3 o'clock Sunday, Grogan's Pub. Over to you, John.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Barbara. It sounds very, very interesting and very worthwhile popping along to.
It is indeed.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. Talk again next week.
Bye now.
Bye now. Thank you.